Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I send you a video about this Arabic young man who training a lion to be a playful. And some people send me many messages. Why you send me this? What is the message? What the purpose? And alhamdulillah, I'm happy. At least you understand I'm not a hollow person. I send you something to be laugh about it. No, I have a purpose. And a big, big, wise purpose. Inshallah. Now, think about it. This young man, how much money he spent. How many years he spent. How much time he spent to train a lion to be a joker. And let me give you a bad news. If you understand fully, this lion is not too old. This lion is still young. How old he is, I'm not sure exactly, but it's still young. He might be 1 year, 1 year and a half, 2 years, something like that. Okay? He cannot be too old. Why? Because from the history, all the people who have lion like pets, they flip after years. And I listened to a very expert people after certain incidents happened in Florida, when a man has a lion, his friend, living with him for years. And one day, they heard one scream, and that's it. And when the police came, they find the lion has deattached the head from the body, just like that. And when they ask expert from all over, what they say? They say, this is normal, because all this animal is not created to be in captivity, in captured, and one day they will flip. When and how and where, nobody know. But anyway, this is not the topic. The topic in here, how many people is spending all their life to train an animal for acrobat, or for training for a show, or like this as a bets? Many things. And now, what about us? Allah give us amana. The time is an amana. The money is an amana. All this effort is an amana. What are we doing it for? And in meantime, for you as a parents, okay? You tell me your daughter or your son is worse than an animal? You tell me you cannot upbringing your daughter or your son to be in obedience and kind? What make this lion behave like that? Discipline, knowledge, persevering, niyyah, intention, goal. This is what he's training him for. Some people training the lion to run, to jump in a circus. By this way, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this human being, the very weak human being, can able to train a lion, an elephant, a whale, you name it. And we cannot upbringing our children. Shame on us. This is my message to you and me. May Allah save us from destroying the amana. Because the amana is very big. And we'll be questioned about it. And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran. And to mankind, you will not achieve except what you're looking for and what you're running after. This man, Allah give him what he want. Imagine now if this young man later on he died and he meet Allah. Can he tell him, oh Allah, I spent all my money and my time to training a lion? To do what? To do what? Is the companion of Rasulullah SAW did that? No. Is Rasulullah SAW advise us to do that? No. Meaning we are so intelligent and wise than the Prophet ﷺ and the companion? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But this it tell us how far we are from the message. One of the early people, he said, his name Ata'ullah. Ata'ullah, one of the early men, he said something so beautiful. He said, happiness is not something you're looking for. Why? He said, because happiness is very short, very minimum. Look at the happiness and the pleasure of food, relationship, you name it. Looking for something, oh, look, it's so beautiful. Finished. But what he said something so beautiful. He said the ultimate happiness in this life is rida, contentment. And he said this why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ. He didn't say فَتَسْعَد. He said, and maybe your Lord give you not to be happy. He said, لَتَرْضَى, to be content. Why? Because you remember, rida, contentment, is the ultimate pleasure Allah can give it to a person in earth. Why? It make him happy, have the real happiness in this life and lead him to the ultimate happiness in the hereafter. And only to the believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with contentment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be for Him, not to be for an animal or to be for pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the beauty and the contentment of His contentment, of His qadr, the decree. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our life with happiness in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to reach the Jannah insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us have a beautiful thought and remember of Allah to lead us to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who fulfill the need of other and bring happiness to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happiness for us and smile to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a beautiful manner and conduct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ease in everything. And may Allah make it us to be an easy or other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the road of Jannah easy for us. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister Islam, watch and listen. What's the value of your time? What's the value of your effort? What's the value of your sweating? What's the value of your thought? What's the value and purpose of your time? And what you're trying to achieve with it? And if this will lead you to Jannah or no? And most of all, may Allah allow our thought and our heart to be full of contentment and thanking and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Just a thought from this video, inshallah. If you have more of thought, please, and reflection, share it with us. Okay? Whoever have any benefit from that, please share it with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each one of us different thought, can benefit other, inshallah. Jazakumullah kulla khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.